Caleb, stop singing.
Caleb, what are you doing?
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Hey! Podcast. Take one.
Somebody!
Yeah.
Alright. So, let's start introducing ourselves. I'm Logan.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Anthony. No, wait, Caleb.
And I'm Evan.
Yeah, we got a new special
Evan
guest.
Evan is our special guest this week.
What's up?
So, Anthony, who is Evan? Or Evan, who is Evan?
Well, Evan is a freshman at Indiana Wesleyan University, sports management major. No idea what I'm doing here. And we're
absolutely no idea.
We're going to talk about some fun stuff today.
We are going to talk about some extra fun stuff.
That's what Anthony told me.
That's like every human on the planet.
I just kind of stole him.
Yeah, okay. No, none of us actually have any idea what we're doing here. We're just kind of recording things and hoping people like what we do. So...
apparently they do, because I got a comment.
Yeah, Caleb did get a comment from
a
Smiley Cat. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, it was Smiley Cat.
Shout out to Smiley
That's
Cat
awesome.
For listening to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
what up?
Cat,
shout
yeah.
out to Smiley Cat real quick here.
Yeah, Evan don't even know, so.
I don't even know. Congratulations, Smiley Cat. You're the first shout out.
Well.
Actually, he's like the fourth.
Okay,
fifth.
Sorry, Smiley
I
Cat.
I was the first.
But he's the first for today, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
So my first thing I want to get right into is gaming. Oh bloody! They're vacuuming up a bunch of us. I hope that's not too bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. I know. Should we stop and do this again?
No, just keep going.
No, just keep going.
Okay.
Whatever.
Screw it. Okay. No. So I can hear me echo. Stomping Land. You guys remember Stomping Land?
No.
No, I don't.
It was originally called Stomping Grounds, right?
Sure,
I remember it.
I think okay. I kind of remember that.
Rooster Teeth did a Let's Play. They did a couple of Let's Plays, and it was called Stomping Grounds at the time. I believe they only did two or three of it. But actually, that game is probably about to be canceled because their lead artist has apparently quit the project, saying he has not been able to contact the dev in several weeks.
Oh, yes, I do actually remember hearing that. Yes, he had the Indiegogo thing. He raised, what was it, like $1,400 or something like that?
Yeah, and went silent.
It just went silent, and like he couldn't like get a hold of like Indiegogo.
Yeah,
he couldn't get like the money or anything. And
I'll pull up the GameSpot. Says he raised $114,000 on Kickstarter.
Hmm.
And he was initially only asking for $20,000. About a year later, after the first build of the project was published to Steam for early access, its lead developer is, even though the game is available, development is still in full force, blah, blah, blah. That was the last update he gave. And the lead artist has quit the project, saying he hasn't been able to establish contact with Fundora in weeks.
Oh, wow.
More than a month has passed since the day when I received the last reply from Fundora. I've sent him 5 messages and haven't gotten a single reply. Also claimed that he owes him money, and if the silence continues, he will stop his participation in the Stomping Lands and taking the necessary measures to cover his expenses.
Hmm.
So, basically suing.
Wow.
Why doesn't he just call it suing at that point?
Well, because you can't just outright say that. That's not professional.
I'm going to sue him for that.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want, Evan.
Yes!
Don't tell Evan that.
Don't, yeah.
Don't tell Evan. No,
that's a lot of power.
That's a lot of power for Evan. I don't know what would happen.
6 feet, 250 pounds. I can do whatever I want. I'm gonna capitalize on that.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Alrighty. So, I have a quick question.
Hang on while we get Caleb back in the conversation.
Way to go, Caleb.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, Skype is being a jerk again.
This is more of a question for like Caleb, Oscars is coming on, in, I don't know, a couple hours.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
This is actually a hard year for me.
Matthew McConaughey.
He's not even in it this year.
Oh, he's not even in anything. That's even nominated.
I mean, well, there would be Interstellar if they had any sense, but no.
Yeah, why didn't Interstellar get nominated?
They got sound mixing or editing. I can't remember which one.
Same as Inception is the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, Inception got a bunch of nominations, including Best Picture, but it lost to, I can't remember. It was
Interstellar, I see, is on production design.
Well, I mean, it's something.
And sound editing. And sound mixing. Yeah, a bunch of
smaller ones. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of small ones.
So
I don't know.
They had a lot of indie style films this year for Best Picture, like Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, Boyhood.
Hey, dog, quiet. You need to be quiet. Hold on, I will be right back, guys. You keep going without me.
Alrighty. Hey, Caleb.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and Evan were talking earlier. And I know Evan has a preference for the Oscars, yeah. And he wanted to specifically say something.
Best Picture has to go to American Sniper. I don't know if you've seen it.
I don't know if
the listeners have seen it. American Sniper is a great movie. I don't know what those pansies in Hollywood think they're doing hating on this movie. It's a great movie. Shows our troops.
I don't think there's anybody specifically hating on the movie. It has to do with pro-war or anti-war. See, American Sniper is actually a very anti-war movie, portraying the way that PTSD can affect person.
I agree.
And so, but people don't really see that way. They can actually see it as very much a pro-war movie, which is weird, even though Clint Eastwood's a very anti-war person.
Which is kind of weird when you think about it, with all the movies that he's done.
Yeah, it really is.
He does a lot of war movies. He has a respect for it, but it is a very gruesome thing. War, and
yeah,
I really liked American Sniper a lot. I thought it was very well done. It really got Clint Eastwood back into what he was originally doing, like the best as his best work.
Bradley Cooper in that movie really redeemed himself. I think Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy that kind of helped his voice, but for me, I think his acting. I didn't really like him in A-Team.
Well, A-Team was a very, it's an entertaining movie, it's funny, but it's not well written.
Yeah, yep.
But Bradley Cooper, when they were making the movie, Chris Kyle was still alive at that point.
Yes. Yeah, they had
So they actually had conversations, they were working on his voice, and as the movie came out, his wife, Chris Kyle's wife, couldn't understand, like, differentiate the two people, which was actually really good on the acting part.
I read several articles that said something very similar to that. I know that just a few days actually before Chris Kyle died, Bradley Cooper had a phone conversation with him, just telling him some of the progress that had gone into the movie. They hadn't actually started production yet until after Chris Kyle's death. But at the same time, too, that trial is actually going on right now, which is...
Yeah, it's a very complicated process.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, pre-production takes forever, so that I can understand if they didn't get into production until after he died.
I think they just needed some gumption. I think that once he died, they were like, we have to make this movie now.
Oh, yeah.
To comprehend how long pre-production takes is insane.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It really is. Pre-production is probably the most time-intensive part of any production.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Logan.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
hey,
but like
thanks
back
for ruining that for me.
Going back for American Sniper and like the Best Picture Award, I don't think it will win. I don't think it had a chance of winning. It's a very well done movie, but the two that I think will go to it, and just to clarify, the Oscars are today. We are filming or we're recording this the same day, so this is gonna sound weird on Friday when we release this.
Right, this will be a little odd, but
it'll be very odd, but. We're going to give our opinions on it because I'm very passionate about this kind of stuff.
If we had thought about this, we would have done this last week, but we didn't. So, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Caleb, did you actually end up seeing The Birdman or no?
I did. It's fantastic.
Okay, because I still haven't seen it, and I've been wanting to see it. Just haven't done it yet.
It's a movie wonderful with movie. Michael Keaton, about Michael Keaton, as
Pretty
Michael
much.
Keaton.
It's really what his life is after Batman.
Yes, it's that's exactly what they're going for.
And so in going back to what I was saying... The Best Picture win is going to be between Boyhood and Birdman. I think it might go to Birdman, though.
I think it'd be very cool for Birdman to win, but at the same time, that Theory of Everything has been getting quite a bit of hype.
Actor-wise, yes. I think Michael Keaton should win Best Actor, but Eddie Redmayne has a chance, a very good chance.
Grand Budapest
Grand Budapest
Grand Budapest Hotel, I think, was a very good movie, but it just happened so long ago, and there have been these other movies that have come up that were so good.
Well, actually, Grand Budapest Hotel was tied nomination-wise to Birdman, 9 nominations for each.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I had an issue watching Grand Budapest Hotel.
Those are early year nominations. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for the movies that come out so early in the year as well, because they tend to be forgotten.
Lego yeah. Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Lego Movie, that was snubbed.
That was actually really good. I was surprised.
It was a fantastic movie.
It needed
movie.
To be at least nominated.
Grand Budapest.
Let's not...
Lego Movie.
Oh, Lego Hang Movie. On, yeah, Budapest. I'm Lego it's Movie, happened. I'm disappointed in that. I loved Lego Movie. I quote Lego Movie on a weekly basis, probably daily.
It was the best. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Everything is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the music. You've got the music. You've got the voice acting. You've got the animation of it.
The animation was fantastic.
Well, the animation was like, it was kind of cool because you could, it was hard to tell between sometimes when they did stop still and actual animation.
It actually wasn't stop still.
It wasn't stop still. That's the way animation, that's the way they did the animation.
There were a couple spots.
It was never stopped still.
Oh, because no. I read somewhere that there were a couple scenes.
No.
Or like
no, it was 100% meant to look that way.
Oh, wow. They did pretty good then.
That was the stylized animation for it. Oh, that's what I really liked about it.
Yeah. I do know for sure the Box Trolls is claymation, though.
Yes, Box Trolls is claymation. I don't understand how Box Trolls, like Box Trolls, Big Hero 6... How to Train Your Dragon 2 was good, but it's basically the same as the first.
I think Big Hero 6 should win.
I think Big Hero 6 is in because it's a Disney movie. I think How to Train Your Dragons is in because it's a DreamWorks movie.
Yeah, they're kind of shoo-ins.
I don't understand why Box Trolls is in, other than it just being one of the only claymations in, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Well, and the developers of that movie, I don't remember who they are called. Oh,
it's they did the makers of Caroline and Paranorman.
So that's why they're in because they
get a nomination every year.
Coraline's a very good movie. It's still very creepy. I still have nightmares.
I haven't seen it because it looked creepy.
I'm not a fan of claymation, so
I know
that's just because we have bad issues with it.
We do. We all do.
Claymation stop motion, I have issues with.
It kind of ruined a few competitions for us.
Yes, it did.
I'm so sorry. We're not gonna go into that.
I'm sorry.
It's nothing against you.
No, it's Anthony. He's giving me a look.
No, I was very confused.
Oh, okay.
Nothing against Yvonne.
Okay, so moving on with movies. I know it's been announced for a while that Ryan Reynolds is going to be starring in the new Deadpool.
Yes.
But also, Morena Baccarin, I think is how you say this, is also going to be the female lead. And it's directed by Tim Miller, and it's slated for a 2016 release. So being that I'm a huge Deadpool
who
fan,
is this? Excited. Okay, Morena Baccarin. She is absolutely nobody. I'm kidding. Yep. She's probably a beautiful human being. I would have thought, I mean, I don't know who she is. I've never seen her act before. I would have thought they would have put the woman from Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh.
I think she might have been a good pick. Yeah, the one who played Talia. I think she would have been a good pick.
Oh, wow.
Just because, I mean, granted, that's like that cross-universe thing that I absolutely hate. But I'll get over it because it's Ryan Reynolds. And they're remaking Deadpool and doing it justice because they ruined it. And let's just be honest here real quick here. Just so I'm clear, X-Men Origins absolutely destroyed several characters for me.
It did, unfortunately.
It was a horrible movie.
I liked the movie for the Wolverine part. The rest of it was very, very...
I like their concept of Deadpool. However, that is not the Deadpool that we all expected.
Right.
And I think this new trailer for Deadpool, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like this hilariously animated... I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing is really animated.
Yes, I saw that.
And... But if that's what the
whole
whole movie is gonna be like, I think we'll all find ourselves being a little tired of the Deadpool just being an animated body. I think it'd be like that kind of thing worked with like the Scooby-Doo movies from when we were kids.
Oh yep,
Where like all the actors are talking to nothing, and then Ryan Reynolds is just on set. He might be in a bodysuit just for green screen effect and everything like that, but. I mean, the whole thing with Deadpool, a lot of his stuff a person can't do.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think it'll get to the point in the movie, a lot like Ryan Reynolds' other picture, Green Lantern, where there's so much animation going on, but they're still trying to use live people, that it just is going to look, it's going to get very tiring. Granted, even though animation has progressed so well, I'm super excited for this movie.
I'm 100% with you on that, being a huge Deadpool fan. No matter how it is, I think I'll love it.
Mm-hmm. I think the game left a lot to be desired. I think if this Deadpool movie does anything, they should make a Deadpool game based on the movie.
Oh yeah.
I think that would be very cool. I think
I
think at that point then you'd have a similar story. Or you could expand on the story. I don't think you do like what Amazing Spider-Man did with those games to movies.
No.
And back and forth where they just...
I mean, maybe if it was like the second one. Out of all of them, that was probably my favorite.
The Deadpool game?
No.
The games.
Right.
Yeah.
If it was like the second one where it was a little bit more open world.
Yeah.
I think it would be better.
I think that's what, and I think my problem with the Deadpool game was that it wasn't sandbox. It was so linear.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't really use his power. If the dream game would be Deadpool with Arkham Origins, or not Arkham Origins, Arkham City mechanics.
Just such a non-linear
game. Like so open. I mean, give Deadpool like the ability to fly or something, and that would, or no, don't. Just make him run through buildings at that point.
I mean, the mechanics within the game Arkham were so good.
At that point,
though,
you're really losing structure to the game itself because you're getting so crazy.
But that is kind of the essence of Deadpool.
Like, I feel like the Deadpool video game that we're thinking of would only have one level, and the point of the level is to get from one side of the city to the other. And it's just so crazy that, like, it'll take you 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it gets so ridiculous from, like... one end of the map, like make the map as large as, not quite as big as Grand Theft Auto 5, not quite as, I can't believe I'm saying this, but not as small as Arkham City, somewhere maybe like Origin size.
What about like a Skyrim? Right.
With so many
or Skyrim,
yeah.
Like a Skyrim size?
Yeah. I mean, you run into the X-Men, you run into Spider-Man, you have all these different boss battles, and then like you're just trying to get... You ordered a pizza on the other side of town, and so you're walking out of the pizza shop and you run into somebody, and then that starts the adventure for 8 hours. And then the end of the game is you walking into the apartment and opening up the box and realizing that you picked up the wrong pizza.
No, actually, that's a really good idea for a game. I think I would actually play something like
and
that.
And I better get credit for that if anybody develops that.
If that
any
gets
of you
a
listeners
game.
Out there, Evan Van Curen, hit me up.
Right.
Evan just wants a fraction of that pie.
I would take 2% of that pie because I think that pie will be pretty big.
I think it really would.
What type of pie would it be?
Apple?
Yeah.
Apple?
Definitely apple. Apple's the best.
Apple is definitely the best kind of pie. What other kind of pies are there? What do you guys like?
I like chocolate pudding pie.
Chocolate pudding pie? I've never
heard of
that.
Chocolate peanut butter fudge.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds
That's
good.
That's pretty good pie right there.
Oreo?
Pie.
But what about pumpkin pie? Anybody like that? Because
pumpkin pie is too seasonal for me.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is seasonal, but I like it.
You are a disgusting
person. Oh, yes.
Let's not judge.
Pow, pow. Shots been fired.
So, Logan, you've got the iPhone 6. Mm.
Yes,
Evan's got the iPhone 6.
Plus.
And I have
the 6 Plus.
He has the 6 Plus.
Oh, he's got my phone too.
Yes.
No, it's your phone's Big Daddy, because this thing is huge.
Big Daddy.
And so,
Where's Hit Girl then?
She's dead.
That's the 4S. That was the 4S. That was your old phone.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So, actually, I have something that I want to talk about that I found out with my phone. That I can do that Evan didn't realize that he can now start doing with his phone.
I'm currently figuring
and
it out.
And I think you figured it out, Logan.
Apple Pay.
Yes.
Oh.
It is fantastic.
Is it really?
So.
It is the single best thing if you can find stores.
That's
that have
the thing.
It because.
Well, okay, like, I believe, like, a Myers has it.
Really?
Yes.
Most Myers have it. I believe.
Oh, God.
If you look whenever, like, you have the little credit card thing, if you look and it has that little scan portion at the top where, like, your cards, that's what that is.
That'll work.
So, like,
okay, well, no,
my phone,
though,
I figured out, can actually do that. And I always got all excited, and I got, like, mine set up to be able to do it.
Okay. Now, here's the thing with this, though. I have a couple of friends from Canada, and working at a gas station, get people coming in from Canada all the time, and they say they've been able to do the fast tap with their cards for years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's great. America just got that. Cool, whatever. I don't care about fast tap with a debit card. You still got to carry around your wallet. You still got to pull out your card.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What I care about is now I don't need to carry around my wallet. I don't need to carry around my debit card. I can just pull out my phone and tap it down, scan my
thumb. Until you get to a place that doesn't accept Apple Pay, and then you're up the creek without a paddle.
Right, so I still have it, but that's my biggest thing with this is if we can implement this bigger than I absolutely do not need to have my wallet on me other than for
the only thing that I have an issue with is that
if you lose your phone and somebody finds it and can get into it without setting anything off, you have officially lost all of your money, everything else that you've put on your device. That's my problem.
That's the big thing that scares me.
But most devices do have remote delete, though.
Yeah, I have that set up. Don't get me wrong. I don't even have Apple Pay, and I have that set up on my phone. But that still is just a little iffy to me. I feel like that's like broadcasting, like you're wearing a T-shirt with your social security number on it in the 80s.
Exactly.
When that was all you needed to get anything on anybody.
Speaking of social security.
Hey, that's someone's social security number, so.
Yeah, that someone is probably dead.
Or a
right
listener,
now.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Logan.
If your social security number is all ones, I apologize.
Logan.
Let's be honest, that wasn't hard to guess.
Okay, Logan. Should the whole social security thing, should we talk about what happened to Matt with that?
What did happen to Matt?
Oh, you didn't hear about this. So, Matt.
No. Who's Matt?
Who's Matt?
Matt.
Here. I don't know.
Wait, Matt Joling.
Matt. Okay, what happened to Joling?
So, he, you know, because his whole thing, like, when he was younger, so he didn't have a Social Security card, right?
Right.
When he went to go get his driver's license, he had to have a Social Security card.
I see
you already see this coming. So he's like, well, I don't have one. They're like, well, you got to go get one. And so they go to wherever they have to go for a Social Security card, and they're like, well, you need a driver's license.
Well, shoot.
Yeah.
And that's why he lives in Canada.
Well, hey, that actually reminds me. There's a girl who posted this on Reddit.
I don't believe in Reddit.
I don't remember.
Did you read it?
I did read it. She posted a video talking about how when she was born, her parents didn't get a birth certificate and did not get a social security number for her or anything. So she has no record of her birth, no record of her existence, and she can't get anything. And she has to file for paperwork, but because she has no record of any identification, she can't.
So she can pretty much be like, I don't exist.
Right, and one
the
of the...
But she does exist.
Top comment on Reddit was, why did they not train her to be a hit?
Seriously.
Oh, wow.
Your parents are terrible. Like, I want to meet this girl just to tell her how stupid her parents are. Like, come on.
Right, because she has no say in this matter. Her parents were just so terrible that they didn't even feel the need to get her social security number or anything. She can't get a job. She can't get a driver's license. Can't get a
loan
for going to college. She can't
get
anything.
Is this the world's first actual bubble girl?
It might be. It might be one of the few. But I will find that link.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for somebody helping this girl.
Seriously.
Can we start a Kickstarter?
I mean, seriously.
That might not be a bad idea.
I mean, we still need help with ours.
Yeah, right? Maybe we can, like, help each other.
She gets your podcast page.
Help us.
And we
okay.
pay for her social all right,
security. Tom.
Help everybody.
All right, Cruz. Just take it easy over there.
Oh, wow.
Jack Harper.
Alrighty.
Jack Harper, Tech 49.
Don't be making weird noises.
So going back on the whole movies, I know I'm excited for this movie. I know Caleb's excited for this movie. I don't know where Evan's at.
What is it?
The new Paul Blart Mall Cop movie.
Oh my gosh!
I am totally for it.
Oh, when I saw that was coming out,
my
day got so much better.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. If you're listening to this podcast, whatever it is called, because I don't know. What's it
Parking
called?
Rat Media.
Whatever. That podcast. This podcast right now. I am talking to you sitting there at your desk at 10 o'clock at night. You watch Paul Blart find somebody to take and go see Paul Blart 2. Paul Blart 1 is comparable to Napoleon Dynamite. Not better than Napoleon Dynamite. Comparable. Paul Blart 2, I'm assuming, is very good. You need to go see it. End of story. It has to be good because Kevin James gained back, what, 100 and some pounds to be Paul Blart again.
Yes.
So it's got to be good.
That dedication.
That was...
There's a lot of weight loss acting, like weight gaining and weight loss acting going on right now. Like last year, that's how Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto
won their Oscars. I forgot about that.
Jared Leto, so I actually just read this on IGN. Jared Leto is gaining.
He's gaining weight for Joker.
Is he gaining or losing weight for the Joker?
Gaining weight for Joker. A little bit, I guess. He is skinny, so.
It would be interesting to see what they do with that Joker, if maybe they connect him. If Ben Affleck continues on this, oh gosh, I can't believe I just said that. But if Ben Affleck continues to be Batman, if maybe they're going to try to age all the villains and make their own little set of Batman movies, I don't know
really
how people
sense.
Would feel about Batman versus Joker again. I know I would be pissed because Dark Knight is definitely in my top 10. But
they haven't done a bad Joker.
Like an older, really, like an older, fatter Joker awesome. And an older, She's slower like Batman. Awesome. And then Harley Quinn is still this goddess, or she's like 400 pounds and just absolutely cat lady crazy.
All right, let me explain things here. All right, so here's my theory on what they're doing for that. Jared Leto, he's a great actor. I have a feeling he'll make a great Joker because they haven't really done a bad Joker yet. With their Cesar Romero was awesome, Jack Nicholson was awesome. Heath Ledger was awesome.
I was going to say, you can't use the same word.
They're all amazing in their different ways. Yeah. And so we're going to have this Jared Leto guy, who's an Oscar-winning actor, very good actor, coming in. He looks like a Joker, so he could do well.
He's got the look.
Definitely.
He's got the look. Definitely he's got the acting chops. But they've also got Ben Affleck, who is a fantastic actor. I will argue.
I won't argue with you.
Ben Affleck is actually pretty good. He just got stuck in some.
Let me go on my rant.
I'll go with that. Bad roles.
All right. Sorry. Let me explain. He had his bad movies. He's also had his fantastic movies. He's also won 2 Oscars. He's also a really good director, which is why I think Warner Brothers wants him so badly. He's a fabulous director. Argo was amazing.
Yes, I'll agree with you on that.
Gone Baby Gone was amazing. The Town was amazing. He was actually rumored to direct the Justice League years ago, but that never happened. I can see them. He's under contract with Warner Brothers right now.
Evan, say it.
So he could possibly be the next director for Batman. And he directs himself, so he's better at acting at that point.
If Ben Affleck, I mean, the uproar at Ben Affleck being Batman, just being Batman, I think we'd be looking at absolute anarchy in the DC fan base if they announced that Ben Affleck would be directing a new Batman movie.
Are you kidding me? He's an Oscar.
I agree. Don't get me wrong, but people are still gonna blow up about it.
Yeah, there was a huge uproar about Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger was a teenage girl icon,
and then he became the Joker.
An Oscar-winning performance.
I believe that the uproar could be averted, or
no, the uproar has died down now that people have seen what he looks like and what they might be planning to do with his Batman. Because he looks like, I don't know if you know the storyline, but The Dark Knight Returns, which is a fabulous storyline for Batman. If you want a quick crash course on what the Dark Knight Returns is, watch the animated movies. There's 2 parts to it. Great story. And it's pretty much how I think they're gonna they kind of based it off it, like the outfit
the costume,
looks like it, and it's kind of like what Batman vs Superman is kind of based off of in a way, indirectly. So I can see where they're going with it, and I have a feeling it's.
I do too. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited to see what they do with it. I mean, I was with that uproar of the thing is, and I told you guys earlier in this. I hate actors that do cross. I do not enjoy when actors cross that DC Marvel line.
But they did Daredevil.
Yes, I know, and I understand that. Granted, Daredevil, that was a letdown.
Yeah, we tried to pretend.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you still got to think. I still got to think about that way. And And I think I'm very excited to see, because I'm very excited to see another take on Batman. I love Batman. Heck, I'm in a Batman shirt right now. Like,
I'm wearing a Batman belt.
Did we just become best friends?
I'm wearing Spider-Man socks.
But
you should see Caleb's room.
I think that this newer take on Batman, I hope because my thinking with Man of Steel and just how unrealistic Man of Steel was, I think they're gonna make
it's a comic book movie.
No, it's a lot. That's like almost too unrealistic.
No, okay, that was seriously like destroy the entire city.
I'll explain my thoughts on that too.
It's perfectly fine.
I was waiting for Superman to pick up the Empire State Building and just swing it like a bat. Okay, like
that's a valid point.
Yeah. Okay, so, little random question here pertains absolutely nothing to this, but where would be the worst place to go blind?
Oh, I saw this on Reddit.
Tightrope. That wins. Tightrope in the car.
That totally wins.
The Titanic.
I'm a Titanic.
Titanic. Hello, 1912.
Hello.
Lion tamer.
A lion tamer. I mean, I guess he could still tame a lion.
Out in the African plain.
The eye doctor.
The eye doctor.
No, that's a great place to go blind.
Way to be mundane.
LASIK
surgery.
I mean,
it's still kind of crappy. Mundane.
Yeah, the day after you have LASIK surgery, you go blind. That'd be
Yeah. No, that's just...
Yeah, I can see it HD, and it's gone.
I can see without glasses.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon.
Yep. Hey, Doc.
Hi. You done messed up.
trying to shave your neck beard? That'd be a bad time to go live.
Ooh.
Could you do that by feels?
Straight razoring
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, straight razor, yeah.
Ooh, that would be bad.
Wow.
I think that might take it over even.
Well, I don't know. The tightrope, there was a guy a couple years ago who did the tightrope across the Grand Canyon.
That was like last year. That wasn't a couple years
ago. It was last year. I forgot.
Yeah, it was like last summer.
Hey, I'm not good at this whole time thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't blame you, neither am I.
That would be a pretty bad spot.
How about a NASCAR?
Ooh, NASCAR would be very bad.
Ooh.
NASCAR would be very
I don't know. All you'd have to do is just turn left.
You do have spotters.
You got spotters?
Yeah, but you don't know where
you're
left.
No. You got spotters.
You
just go, turn left now.
Granted, you got the other cars on the track, but...
He's making a left turn.
You got it.
He's making another left turn. What is he going
to... Oh, he's another left turn.
Yep, that is NASCAR.
I love NASCAR. Don't get me wrong.
Eh, it's great. Just...
I mean, I watch it for the
What else do you watch it for?
When they turn right.
Other than now that Danica Patrick's in it, and she apparently is going to start fighting other drivers.
So, I actually... No.
So, I would like to point out we have a dog on the podcast right now. His name is Grizzly the Bear, the puppy, and he's trying to say something to me. I don't know what he's trying to say.
Out?
He's whining, though.
Have you fed him today?
I have fed him today. I've also taken him out. I don't know what he wants. I think he just wants some love.
Okay.
Great.
Going back on that NASCAR thing, we actually know someone who does, like, racing. Yes.
Oh, we do?
Not, like, professional.
Oh.
John Kennedy.
Oh, John Kennedy.
I'm not going to lie. The first time I got in his car ever with him, I asked him if he knew how to turn right. He did not. Yeah. He threatened to hurt me.
I would have just wrecked my car.
He didn't think
like,
that was
yep,
funny.
Oh, no, he thought it was funny. But it was one of those like, I guess we'll figure it out.
Is that a ditch? Great. Woof.
That's honestly something he would do because he drives a truck at times. Yeah,
true
so
story.
I mean, you never know with him what's going to happen.
No, I do remember him driving our church.
No. No. When we went up to his cottage, we took the church van, and we were doing donuts in the church parking lot with it.
Oh, that's...
We were.
I remember that, too.
Dude, sometimes you just gotta mount.
That was
fun. Yeah.
Just popping cops?
No, curbs. Not cops.
Curves?
Curb.
Kirby?
You guys are in the same room. How are you having trouble understanding each other?
It's Caleb.
Oh. I'm sorry, Caleb.
It's Caleb.
Don't be sorry for Caleb. He's the one that we abuse.
Sorry for him. Okay. He's stupid.
Well, abuse him.
No, he's just stupid.
Okay. Caleb?
So going back on the movies. Did you see the new movie trailer?
Oh. For what? Oh, for
yes.
Laser Team. I have not. And I do want to encourage us to stay off of this topic just because we really should not be talking about Rooster Teeth or
Chicken
a whole lot,
but
because we would definitely like to keep ourselves distanced from them. We don't want to have
I totally don't either. I'm just saying, so. Movie-wise, they are doing that movie.
Right, that movie is coming out, and that is actually a public movie, is it not? It's not actually an indie? Or is it? It's indie, but not... It is a full feature-length film, and they raised, like, $2.5 million
somewhere around there
for it.
Yeah.
So that is quite impressive, and I'm excited for that. But
I mean, like you said, I don't want to get too much onto it. I just wanted to point out it is there. I mean, it is an actual movie, and since we do talk about movies and games, it is something, since it is so big, we might as well at least touch on it a little.
Yeah, we should at least address
no,
it.
No, I would don't want to. It's definitely their thing. Let them deal with it. Yeah.
Right. So,
cool. I'd probably go see it.
Awkward.
Just read the synopsis.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Still.
Sounds interesting.
It definitely is interesting, and it's really cool. Especially some of the way they did their cinematography.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't want to talk about it a whole lot, but definitely something worth checking out if you guys know anything about Rooster Teeth or the Let's Play channel that they have. Definitely check out Laser Team. That's spelled L-A-Z-E-R.
Yep.
Team.
So
2015.
I can't remember. Did you guys go see Divergent? Caleb, did you?
I didn't go and see it. My mother rented it, and I watched it with her.
They still let people rent movies?
Redbox.
Oh, Redbox. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can stream them too. So technically, renting it.
What did you think of it, Caleb?
I didn't think it was as bad as people said.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy it like other movies I like, but...
I don't know.
The acting wasn't very good, but the storyline
was bad. I thought it was a pretty interesting concept of...
No,
you gotta choose your destiny and fate.
I mean, it's Hunger Games, just more modern. I don't...
Yeah.
Those movies are so far away from their books already, though. I mean, that's it's ridiculous. Friends of mine that have told me...
That's the problem with reading books and then going to see the movie. Like, I did that. I was reading the book Slight Trick of the Mind, which is Sherlock Holmes in his 90s. Because they're making a movie called
that's
Mr. Gonna
be,
Holmes.
I'm excited for that.
That'll be fantastic.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited for it, but I started reading the book, and then I stopped reading the book because I realized this might deviate, and I like movies.
Not
I prefer to see the movie.
Right. So... moving away from movies a little bit, this is just tech industry in general. Have you guys heard anything about the huge superfish problem that came out?
What do you mean by superfish?
I'm gonna have to say no.
It is it's a program that came pre-installed on several Lenovo Windows-based laptops.
Oh, that's a problem.
And it is a huge security issue. It's basically malicious.
I read a headline about that, but I have not read into the story at all.
Okay. I didn't read a whole lot into the story, but this has been the rallying cry of people all over the internet trying to get Microsoft and basically every laptop producing company and computer producing company to start sending out their hardware with clean installs of Windows without bloatware, because let's be honest, bloatware is the worst thing that's happened to the computer industry.
Yep.
So they're rallying behind this, trying to get Microsoft to enforce no more bloatware.
Superfish sounds like a really bad spinoff of Finding Nemo.
Right? There's a Finding Nemo 2 coming out.
Yeah, Finding Dory.
Yay!
Dory.
I'm excited.
Only made it because Ellen DeGeneres wanted it.
Degeneratist.
Generatus?
It's degenerous.
Ellen Generatus.
No, degenerous.
Deodorant?
Deodorant? Ellen Deodorant.
She's a funny person.
She is funny, even if she's a dyke.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
She's funny.
Yeah.
I like her.
She's funny.
Yeah. Did you guys see that big iPad magician thing going on with her?
No.
There's like this...
She's a magician?
No. There's an iPad Magic magician him? And was on Ellen's show. He does some really cool stuff. Like he went out into the audience, took a selfie with them, took the iPad photo and was able to shoot it at a photo frame, an actual picture frame. And the photo just appeared there and stuff like that. And then he would take the photo out and put it back onto the iPad so he'd save a digital copy of it. Just different things like that.
I think that's called Bluetooth.
That's
called hacks.
I was gonna say two iPads, I could do that right Bluetooth. Now.
I mean, oh yeah. I mean,
it's still cool. Don't get me wrong.
There's stuff like that, and then it was actual paper.
Oh.
I think it was a printer type of frame, but I'm not fully sure how he did it. He does that, but then he also does things with Legos, where he'll have Legos drop behind his iPad and stuff like that. It's a really cool video. The guy's got some cool stuff. You should definitely look it up.
I might have
to. Yeah. Alrighty.
Is this on the internet?
Yes, it's on the internet, Caleb.
I'm still trying to figure out the internet.
I know you are.
Okay, hold up. I got a best of thread here. Apparently OP delivers pictures of him.
Oh, Howard?
No. No, OP, original poster. Delivered pictures
sneaking
onto the set of Gone Girl.
Ooh.
Huh.
Definitely, he's definitely behind here.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's an album. It's got 14 pictures.
Man, Gone Girl came
out. Okay, I'm gonna have to link to this. But this is pretty sweet.
Okay.
Dude, let's see, I'm gonna shout out to his name right here. His name is Team Louie.
Oh, what up, shout out.
Yeah.
Louie.
Yep, shout out Team Louie. It's an old comment. Let's see how old it is. Oh, 18 hours ago, not too bad.
Yeah, that's really old.
That's real old. Wow.
Yo,
he's on his deathbed.
Yeah, well, hey, that's old for a Reddit. That is almost a deathbed for a Reddit comment.
That's a valid point. It is.
About a day.
That was a good movie, Gone Girl.
I haven't seen it yet, unfortunately.
Fabulous. That's one of the snubs, I think. I think it should have been nominated for Best Picture. Really good movie.
Wish I'd seen it.
So, did you guys see...
A Ben Affleck movie, nonetheless.
Did you guys see how much snow Buffalo, New York got?
I have not.
Shout out to Buffalo. I hope you guys are staying warm and safe, BT Dubs.
Seriously, I mean, the...
B-dubs?
Shut up, Caleb.
Wild wing.
The amount of snow they're getting is crazy. I've seen photos on Reddit where, snow was almost, halfway up their door and stuff like that. It was completely covering cars. It was crazy. And I think...
I mean, I've seen pictures like that of, even out west.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, here, down in Indiana, I feel like we get the constant... Oh, I'm from
South.
Well, yeah. We get the constant, I'm from Michigan, we get a crap ton of snow, and it's definitely not that bad.
Well, no, and here's the thing. Buffalo, being on the other side of Lake Erie, I believe it is, they get just a crap ton of lake.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I mean, it sweeps over West Michigan, goes over the east side, and then goes right across the lake. They get that whole...
They get a double lake effect.
It's nothing compared to what we get here on the west side of Michigan.
Lake effect Saturday.
It's quite funny. I mean, even though, I'm down here, I've had people oh, we get lake effect. I'm like, no, you get, Pacific Ocean lake effect after, a week.
You get, something. We get bombarded. If you go to Holland, it's snowing on almost any given day.
Oh, yeah. Holland, Grand Haven, South Haven.
Yeah, it's pretty cold in northern Canada.
We talking Holland, the country, or Holland, Michigan?
Holland, Michigan. Have you ever been there?
Holland, Michigan.
I've not been there. I know a couple people over there.
Oh, okay.
Holland, Africa.
You should go and visit Africa sometime.
Shout out if there is a Holland, Africa.
It's probably pronounced
Holland somewhere.
Yep, Evan, it definitely would be Holland.
Holland.
Holland, Africa. Wow. Why not?
That seems a little racist.
Sorry.
Just slightly.
Just a little bit.
So.
Or is it racist to call it Holland?
So Evan got me into a new game recently.
And that would be?
It's not new. Prototype 2.
It's not a new game, but for me, it's new. He got me into it. He got me into Prototype 2.
Life.
Great game. Crazy, crazy, stupid game. You guys ever played Infamous?
Yes.
That is like Caleb's game.
Infamous is, I love Infamous. Love, love, love Infamous. But I think that Prototype 2 and Infamous are very similar. Prototype 2 is a lot more bloody and a lot more unnecessarily violent, whereas Infamous is very, I mean, it's a T to an M game, Infamous to Prototype. The power type in Prototype 2 is a lot more organic to Infamous. I would still rate Infamous above Prototype because Infamous came out first.
Yeah, okay.
It also has a really good story.
Yeah, that's what the Prototype story seems a little forced, whereas Infamous, you definitely get it's very original.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, like I said.
Yeah, let's be honest, though. In this country, we do love unnecessary.
Yeah, oh, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Call of Duty, how many do they have to make?
Yeah, but the problem with the unnecessary violence in Prototype is that Infamous and Prototype are so incredibly connected, so incredibly similar, that when Infamous is such a good game without that violence, as soon as you get Prototype with that violence, you kind of realize like how stupid, like if you had the violence in Infamous, like I don't think you'd ever die. The game would take you 4 hours. And that's that. And that's what Prototype 2, I replayed it, I did the New Game Plus. And I love this game, don't get me wrong. I beat the New Game Plus in probably 4 hours, and the gameplay is normally 8 to 10, I'm assuming. And so, yeah. Having all those powers, it just makes it's a joke. Still a good game.
Yeah.
Just a joke.
I may have to check it.
I want them to make a Infamous movie.
Yes.
Oh!
Sam Worthington.
Yes.
I want Sam Worthington to be Cole McGrath.
Sam Worthington would have been... Yeah, Sam Worthington would be a good Cole McGrath.
He looks exactly like Cole McGrath.
Yeah.
And he acts like him, too. So, yeah, that's what I think. I think there's rumors that they're making it, like Sony's making it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they should make an Infamous movie before or even instead of, and this I could get shot down for this, but instead of an Assassin's Creed movie, just because an Assassin's Creed movie, those games are already very much like movies in and of themselves.
Or you could just make both.
Right, they are very cinematic as it is.
Like, Assassin's Creed is very cinematic.
I honestly don't see how they're going to make
that. I don't think it can get any more cinematic than Metal Gear Solid 5.
I just hope they don't. If they make an Infamous movie, they have to make it right. I think they make two endings and they never tell. Like, you go into the theater, you buy a ticket, and you say, okay, I'm here to see Infamous. And then you get one ending, which is probably, would say that'd be the good ending. And then you could go in again, and you might see the bad ending. You might see the good ending again. I think that would add a hint of
so there's
enjoyment.
Two sides where
and
like
you don't,
you're, where
you
have
don't
that good
miss,
and bad.
Yes, and you don't miss any of the story at that point. You get the same fulfillment of the story. It's just at the end of one movie, Cole ends up being good, and they leave a cliffhanger for a sequel. And in the other ending, you got Cole being bad, and you.
It'd just be so much work, and
it would.
It'd only be like a 10-minute sequence. It'd be a 10-minute sequence.
Nightmare.
It wouldn't be anything.
It'd be a production nightmare.
It wouldn't be anything hefty.
I think if they make a movie, they'd have to go the hero route.
But why?
True. Public opinion. You're gonna want
to
go.
It would be hard. It'd be too hard to make just the villain because one, it's hard to make a villain movie. You have to make the villain likable.
Yeah.
And in the Infamous games, Cole isn't very likable as a villain. Like, you like playing as him because it's a video game. But in the movie, I don't think it would work very well because he would just lose.
All right.
You want Cole
I can
to
see
lose.
That now.
And I guess now that I think about it, with the way that the story works in Infamous One, I don't want to talk about it too much because if you're listening to this and you haven't played these games, I recommend that you play these games. They're great.
And they've been out long enough.
PlayStation exclusives. I still don't want to give it. That's a pretty big story, the plot hole.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The way that the story writes out, I think if you had the hero, it makes some of the actions of that hero further on into the story of Infamous more admirable, more easily taken in and understood. Talking about Kessler.
Or if you wanted Evil Cole as well, you could make Evil Cole like one of the antagonists. Like, they become like two separate people at the end, and he's fighting his own demon as well as
kind of an like inner struggle.
Like, oh, okay.
Like the evil electric.
They'd have to ride it out.
Like the evil electricity within him becomes like its own entity.
That would be.
That's bordering on like Man of Steel unrealisticness, though. Like, I understand, don't get me wrong, we're talking about superhero and comic book and video game movies, but like,
none of this can actually happen, Evan. I'm sorry.
I want some realism would be accepted.
Hey, this unrealisticness is still more realistic than the unrealistic lightsaber.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's just, I don't know, we're talking about the crossguard, right? Okay.
Yes.
I'm not gonna get into this.
Yeah, I was just about to say I probably shouldn't get into this.
I'm gonna butt out right here. So, if
you're just gonna
not.
Yeah, if we're gonna talk about this, I don't want to talk about the science behind a science fiction.
It's science fiction. It's science fantasy.
Anyone
it's
who
Star
knows
Wars.
Anything about Star Wars knows how the lightsaber works.
The science.
And how.
Who
it
cares?
We care.
Suspension.
There are several theories that I have about the crossguard lightsaber. However, I am not excited to see that explained as much as I'm excited to buy the Build Your Own Lightsaber kit that allows you to add crossguards and different renditions of said crossguards to your own lightsaber. And I will pay through the nose for that. I don't know where I saw that. It might have been IGN. It might have been Target or something. Coming soon to a department store near you.
I don't blame you.
I would like to point out how much, not how much you paid, but what you bought recently.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen Star Wars Rebels?
Okay. Not yet.
I kind of want to.
They rebel, right?
But listeners out there, if you've seen Star Wars Rebels, you'll know. But there's a character named Ezra in the show, and he is a Jedi in training during the beginnings of the rebellion. I'm assuming this show takes place 5 to 10 years within the 22 years between episodes 3 and 4.
Okay.
I believe that's where it's.
And so the Rebel Alliance is just barely getting on their feet. I think they're ignoring the storyline that Force Unleashed presented to us, which I am very angry at because I enjoyed those games very thoroughly. We can talk about that later. But anyway, Ezra. He's a Jedi in training, and his lightsaber, he made it himself. It's a lightsaber, but at the same time, because he's not very good with the lightsaber, his lightsaber hilt also has a blaster on it. And so, me and my infinite wisdom, I went to Meijer about 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, and I bought myself this lightsaber. It's like the normal toy lightsaber, but then it also has this blaster thing. It is a combination of a toy lightsaber and a Nerf dart gun. Greatest purchase I've ever made.
Why didn't you just tape a Nerf gun to a toy lightsaber?
I don't have duct tape. So.
We nerds are so lovable.
I know. We will spend money on such stupid things and then realize it afterwards and then be like,
it's totally worth it. I mean, I'm going to keep that. That's going to be the first lightsaber my kids play with. I mean.
Okay, but let's be honest. That lightsaber is basically what we would call a piked bow.
Yes, I agree. It's like putting a bayonet on a gun at the end of the day.
Right, it's like.
Not a gun, a rifle, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
For those technicals out there.
Well, I mean, you could put a bayonet on a pistol, but it wouldn't be.
That would be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You might as well just carry a knife.
I know. I want to see, like, Battlefield Hardline, heist mode, pistol with a bayonet on it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that would be kind of funny. I want to stab some dude through the heart and then
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that'd just be so brutal.
To the max.
But it'd be great. And everyone would love it.
You'd just be like, hey, is this guy dead? I don't know. Boom, boom, boom.
People would like it.
Still moving. Pull. Maybe stab him one more time. Okay.
It's definitely a memorable weapon.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Nobody will forget you.
No, that's actually really good for like writing standpoint. If you want to write a character like that, definitely something to keep in mind is something memorable as a weapon.
Credit us.
Credit.
Credit.
If anybody sends out there, you know, Logan Thompson, just give me that credit, and dude, I don't care.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they don't care. They don't care.
I know. Because yeah, nobody cares about your intellectual property anymore. Nobody pays attention to copyright law.
I'm in college, and I'm just gonna say right now, that's a lie.
Yeah.
At college, they care. Oh, anywhere okay. else, like in college in the professional industry, yes, people care. But anywhere else,
where
nobody
else is
cares.
There other than college? Or the oh no, high school. Yeah, high school, they didn't care.
In high school, in home, in any civilian sector, nobody cares.
Shout
about
out to the civilian sector.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously though, nobody. Absolutely nobody even understands copyright law, otherwise, other than people who are actually in the industry.
So true.
You'd be surprised.
Yes, some people do, but
you'd
hardly.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, Caleb. Why? Why would you do that?
What? Why? Why what?
Just what you responded.
I don't even know.
It was just so creepy.
I like to do that kind of thing.
Speaking of creepy, I hear Caleb does a pretty good speech.
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, that's all the time we have for today, kids.
Unfortunately, Evan is right.
Yes,
that is
it actually is true.
Always spay and neuter your pets and tip your waitresses because they're broke.
What? Evan, what are you going on about? All right.
Don't kill the health inspector.
Yeah, that is all the time. Health inspector, what? Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
Nobody knows what's going on right now. Evan just ended the podcast for us.
Good job, Evan.
I'm going home.
Okay. So, again, thanks for listening. This was Barking Rat Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at Barking Rat Media. And don't forget to check out our GoFundMe page, which is GoFundMe.com/Barking Rat Media.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Ah!